We will move on now. Can I give, yes, and a virtual applause.
That's one of the downsides of these
virtual meetings. But thanks again, Hans. Good afternoon, Eric. Thank you, as always, for joining us. And can I ask you to, what's happened in the last month? It's only been a month, but it's things are moving very rapidly.
Can I just first say I really enjoyed your words of respect to Hans. You really merited, and I share that all. We have a chance to speak to Hans later when the trustees meet. But I mean, I learned also from that because I have been only a couple of years. Hans has done 10 years. Many of you have followed it for a long time, so it was a really great pleasure. Since last meeting, it's only 4 weeks or 1 month, but a lot has happened. You spoke last time about constitution, and we were privileged to listen to that debate and take that debate into account. And actually, just 2 weeks later, we had the meeting with the trustees, and we finalized our document for amendments for constitution, which was accepted, and 30 April was made public. Second issue, of course, at the same time, very important, is that we made this feedback statement on the whole consultation. It is carefully done, comprehensive, and also there's some progress in formulation in that paper. It's been important because when we communicate across the world how we see the outcome of the consultation, there was a unanimous support that we need global standards for sustainability, a lot of support that IFRS should play a role. But when you get deeper there about where to start, what is the scope, how to move on, there are more nuances. And, you know, and honestly, a lot of support, but still we need to remember that there are some issues like European Union, United States, Asia, we have very much their own agenda at the same time. And the key question will be whether we find this kind of common, this building block approach, where there's a common baseline which would apply for all and we would all agree. And then beyond that, there could be additional blocks by jurisdictions. But now it's all out. We have been actively engaging with monitoring boards. So we have had a good relationship with Jean-Paul Servais, and a number of trustees have participated in our discussions. We have been open from the start, so they've been able to follow discussion. There will be no surprises to the monitoring board in this area. Now, just the fourth point to say that there's a great demand for participation to major international events at the moment from our side. Last week, for instance, there was a major event organized by IOSCO and World Economic Forum, where practically all main players globally participated. We were there too. There was one also, let's say, very, actually by character, global consultation by European Union on a commission on the basis of the non-financial reporting directive. Last week, we were also there. There have been also major academic events in the area. So there's a lot of discussion is going on. We are participating everywhere. And the consultation paper has given a lot of input to that debate. But still, I want to say that the political side is not solved. Key question will be whether this kind of concept of building block and some unanimity or consensus on what should be the basic baseline can be achieved. So we will see that. There are some other issues going on at the same time, but the steering committee, how to be technically prepared, that's been, we're working on that on, and even including nominations. Of course, there's a legal issue. We must be careful that when we don't have a constitution which gives us mandate to work and funding for that basis, we must be careful. But at the same time, we must be prepared. But I'm sure that we'll be happy to keep you informed also these non-committal preparations we need to do. All in all, the aim is that we could be able to conclude the discussion in September. I just want to say also thanks Hans, Sue, and the others. We had a very good cooperation also with the ISP. this interconnectedness, cross-fertilization has been even more exciting than I thought at the time. And then there's no hesitation. So September we should be ready to be able to say more, so that our position could be available for COP26 World Climate Conference in November in Glasgow. Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you very much. You mentioned the political side isn't yet solved. And Hans mentioned the importance of politics, and that's something I perhaps naively early on in my career, I never thought the political dimension was really that important from a standard setting process. It's enormously important, and to have Erki, someone with your experience working on the political element, I could just imagine how challenging that is, but how important it is to have someone with your experience. Erki, if you don't mind, we're going to leave it at that.
Of course. Thank you.
We're going to jump right.